Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome. We're just about to get started. My name is welcome to Spring Convocation 2013 for Arts and Religious Studies. My name is David Ragsdale. I'm an associate professor here at McGill. I just have a couple of announcements before we get started. The platform party is assembling up at the top of the hill, and they're going to be led down the hill in a few minutes by the piper. So I'll tell you what's going to happen at that point. First of all, when the platform party comes in, at the end of the party will be the chairman of the board of the Board of Governors, the principal, and the chancellor. So they'll come in last, and we'll all be standing at that point, and I'll let you know when to do that in a minute. For the students, for you students, you should all have those cards, the red cards. And don't forget, you have to bring those cards up to the platform, because that's how the reader is going to know your name. So you're going to hand that card to the reader, and he's going to have about 500 milliseconds to figure out how to pronounce your name. And then he's going to say your name, and hopefully that'll go reasonably well. Also, some of you have, I think, a red card, or will have a red card that indicates the program that you're a part of. Make sure to bring that card up and give it to the reader as well. So what's going to happen here is that they're assembling up there. You'll hear the piper start to play. When we hear the piper start to play and start to come down, what I'd like you to all do is stand at that point. The procession will come through. They'll assemble up on the stage, and then we will all be standing. We'll sing the alma mater, and then the chancellor, who will preside over the ceremony, will be seated in the big chair in the center, will indicate that everyone should sit down, and at that point the ceremony will begin. It's a lovely day, and this is a fantastic ceremony. I've been through lots of these convocations, and it's really a lot of fun. It's very ritualistic and rewarding, so I hope you all have a fantastic time. So just keep your ears peeled, and we'll hear the piper come down in a minute. When that happens, let's all stand up, and then the ceremony will begin. Okay? Oh, one more thing. I want to say one more thing. If you're a parent and you want to take pictures, that's fine. But what we'd ask you not to do is to go into the aisles and take pictures, because first of all, it obstructs the view of other people who want to see the ceremony, and also it violates fire safety code. So you can stay in your seat and take pictures. And there also is a professional photographer here, and he's going to take very nice pictures, which will be available to you as well. So I believe I can hear the piper coming. All right. So if we could all stand up, and he'll be coming in just a minute. So enjoy the ceremony.
They should be all together. Merci, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2013 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies. Depuis être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie avec de brèves réflexions et ce ne sera nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was a brilliant address, which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important topics. This morning, I want to focus on just one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' roles should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to the opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interests of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which in effect makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expediency wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to their myopia. That is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes far more dormant than at other times, but it is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago rings as true today as it did then, if not even more so. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us to become involved in any manner we choose at whatever level to make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe-Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipients, Professor Judith Butler, Madame Nana Mouskouri, Teaching Award winner, Professor Miranda Hickman, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2013, bonjour, bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you here today to the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus for this spring convocation. I know that some of you yourselves here today as guests graduated on these very lawns. This will be my final convocation season as 16th principal of McGill University. Every year, for more than 10 years, I have had the privilege of seeing you, our students, complete this major chapter in your lives, and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. Felicitations, savor this day. As McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. You have sacrificed much. But sometimes, as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, from time to time, it can be even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our gratitude to those who helped you reach this day. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been, in every single day, an exceptional honor for me. I have had you wonderful students to inspire me. Thank you. I have had a simply outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause. I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas, et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is a time to think about the you who walked onto our campus those few years ago, and the you who will walk off our campus later today. Today is a time to reflect on what you will hold on to, but also what you shall now set aside. I too have a list of things to hold on to remember, and to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one. I will remember that a single person can change the course of events, and in so doing make a positive difference to the lives of others. Each of you is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than we are as any one individual. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me, my great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor rural single-parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single independent woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for demonstrating that no matter what your initial circumstances, you can carve a positive path forward. Remember today who gave you strength and keep them in your heart. I will remember our outstanding Faculty of Arts, now celebrating its 170th anniversary, and all of you who are graduating from it. I will remember its very special leader, Dean Christopher Manfredi, who is charting a progressive and important course for our largest and most diverse faculty. A member of the faculty since 1988, Professor Manfredi became dean in 2006, inheriting world-renowned programs of teaching, research, and scholarship. Under his guidance, his colleagues are transforming its 18 departments and 20 interdisciplinary programs, the School of Social Work, the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, and other important programs into an intellectual platform of the humanities and social sciences, which is serving as a leader in this century. Professor Manfredi is a builder. He has energized the power of collaboration and mediation, interdisciplinary and interfaculty work, the power of partnerships with governments and agencies in Quebec, in Canada broadly, and internationally. He is a teacher with the interests of our students top of mind. Owing to his leadership and the generosity of McGill alumni, this year saw the outstanding three-year-old arts undergraduate research program grow very significantly, enabling now a record 85 students to engage directly in research and scholarship, a program we hope will become a hallmark of the undergraduate arts experience. Dean Manfredi has also stepped up to serve the university as a whole to our great benefit. Dean Manfredi, I thank you so warmly for your commitment to McGill's core values, for your outstanding leadership, for your wise counsel, and your dedication to the strengths of McGill. I will also remember our Faculty of Religious Studies and those graduating this morning from it. I will remember our impressive Dean of this faculty, Professor Ellen Aitken. Under her elegant, strong, intellectual leadership, the Faculty of Religious Studies at McGill continues a tradition of excellence that stretches back to the 19th century while embracing what religious studies must be in the 21st century. Since becoming dean in 2007, Professor Aitken has fostered an environment where the finest research and teaching flourish. Her efforts have borne much fruit, and this year's landmark $5 million gift, a partnership of Dean Aitken and McGill alumni Barbara and Patrick Keenan, promises more to come. Recent years have seen a major growth in the number of undergraduate students who choose to explore religious studies, whether as their prime area of study or as an additional area of study. Our graduates go on to use that learning in varied and important ways. Dean Aitken, I thank you most warmly for your generous collegiality and your fine leadership. Please stand and be recognized. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that by the end of this week will include over 227,000 people worldwide, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, and soon Professor Judith Butler and Madame Nana Mouskouri. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later this day, know that as alumni you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And in the awarding of degrees, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle, but as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance. Not Canadians in particular, but the entire human species. As a species, we too often produce political leaders who seek primarily to differentiate themselves from those they view to be their opponents. In so doing, they polarize positions and make them more extreme than what they actually themselves believe to be the case. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and does not serve the greater good. We are also sometimes not so good at religion. I say this with great respect. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details prevents us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So we can be bad at politics, we can be bad at religion, but there are many things that our species is exceptionally good at. We're good at art, we're good at literature. We've generated art, stories, and poems that have continued to delight us, move us, lift our spirits across hundreds and even thousands of years. These works of art and literature were often created by individuals. But I said earlier that we are stronger, smarter, better together. So what then are the areas of communal activity in which our species does do brilliantly? Let me speak to one example. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those of its members who showed evidence of very focused intelligence, and they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter and nourishment, and encouraged them to pursue their curiosity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea, but what was even smarter was that the community took their young people and put them in the same place and allowed them to be enriched by their interactions with these focused intelligences who were themselves so enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported, focused, intelligent, interacting with youth, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in their culture, in trade, in prosperity, in their health, and in the development of peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that once these two ideas came together, the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every area in which it arose. It was such a good idea that it outlived politicians and political parties. It outlived whole systems of government. This idea, which we call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced. And the communities within which these institutions were first created and supported became the most successful societies in our history, and this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I will share now the final verse of this poem, which, with two or three words changed, expresses my hope for the life of our university, McGill, and for our society. Bring me my words of burning gold. Bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand, till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and pleasant land. Merci.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to introduce this year's winner of the H. Noel Fieldhouse Award for Distinguished Teaching, Dean Manfredi.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that the Faculty of Arts presents the H. Noel Fieldhouse Award to Miranda Hickman, Associate Professor in the Department of English. Miranda Hickman is a brilliant teacher and a highly sought-after mentor and supervisor by undergraduate, master's, doctoral, and postdoctoral students. Since she came to McGill in 1999, the latest count is 81 theses, projects, and dissertations. And she is a teacher to teachers, always willing to mentor new members of the department. In addition to the wide range of courses Professor Hickman teaches at all levels and in which she introduces students to the latest developments in the field, she has taught the very challenging introductory Survey of English Literature 7 times. And she's been asked to do so for a good reason. As one of her letters reads, quote, "There could be no better way to introduce a new student to the discipline of English than through the survey course as taught by Professor Hickman. A lucid and well-organized thinker and an eloquent and witty speaker, her jam-packed lectures skillfully weave together historical context, literary history and theory, and detailed close reading. Her passion for literature galvanizes students." End of quote. No matter whether it is the survey course, in one of her courses on modern poetry, or in one of her upper-level single-author courses, her students praise her seemingly effortless ability to make the most challenging material accessible and for how she creates an atmosphere of such ease in the classroom that even the most reticent students find themselves participating in the discussions. Professor Hickman's students know that she believes without question in their ability. It is not surprising, therefore, that a great number of students take 2 or more courses from her during their time at McGill. Brilliant, warm, learned, curious, passionate, dedicated, kind, courteous, accessible. All that a true scholar and teacher should be. Congratulations.
Dean Manfredi to return to the podium and present Professor Judith Butler, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, today I have the privilege of introducing to you Judith Butler, one of the foremost philosophers, theorists of gender and sexuality, and public intellectuals of our time. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, Judith Butler received her BA from Bennington College in 1978 and her PhD from Yale University in 1984. After teaching at Wesleyan and Johns Hopkins Universities, she moved to the University of California at Berkeley, where she is the Maxine Elliott Professor in the Departments of Rhetoric and Comparative Literature and co-director of the program in Critical Theory. She holds the Hannah Arendt Chair in Philosophy at the European Graduate School in Switzerland and has led seminars at the École des Hautes Études and the École Normale Supérieure in Paris. More recently, she's been visiting professor in the Department of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University in New York City. For over 25 years, Professor Butler has made major contributions to the fields of feminism, queer theory, political philosophy and theory, and ethics. She first made her mark in the 1990s as a leader in the post-structuralist dialogue in Western feminist theory that questioned the key assumptions in terms of first and second wave feminism and re-theorized both gender and sex as socially constructed concepts. Since then, she has taught and published on a wide range of subjects, including literary theory, 19th and 20th century European literature and philosophy, feminist and sexuality studies, Kafka and loss, mourning and war. Professor Butler's interdisciplinary and groundbreaking work, her internationally recognized scholarship, her teaching, and her contributions to intellectual debate both within and outside the academy have exerted a paradigm-shifting influence in both North America and abroad on understandings of gender, sex, and feminism. Her 1990 book, Gender Trouble, is regularly assigned in university courses and is acknowledged as a critical work that facilitated the redefinition of the understanding of gender. Professor Butler's extensive work comprises more than 20 books, which he has authored or co-written, and innumerable monographs and articles. A member of the American Philosophical Society, Judith Butler's honors include grants from the Ford Foundation and the American Council of Learned Societies, a Guggenheim Fellowship, a Rockefeller Fellowship, the Brudner Memorial Prize, an Andrew W. Mellon Foundation Distinguished Achievement Award, and the 2012 Theodore W. Adorno Award. Once known principally as a prominent figure in the academy, Judith Butler is now recognized as an inspiring theorist whose work enables contemporary communities outside academia to reevaluate such major and life-defining concepts as gender, sex, kinship, and disability. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Judith Butler, that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Letters honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Judith Butler to address you. Dr. Butler.
Thank you so much. I'm most honored to be here, and I would like to thank McGill University for conferring on me this honor. Je suis très, vraiment vachement heureuse aujourd'hui d'être à Montréal sur cette occasion. I come here thinking about you. Some of you are completing your education at this time on the threshold of entering a new life or at least a different world. So it may well be a moment to reflect upon the importance of the kind of education you have received and how you will bring it forward into the world you find and the world you help to make. I remember when I was in your position, I was always asked what good it would do to have majored in philosophy and to have spent all that other time studying literature. And now, most certainly, there are new voices of skepticism asking, what value do the humanities have? Are they useful? Can we measure their impact, their output, their profits? I want to suggest to you that both of us are very lucky to have been able to take such courses, to learn to read carefully, with appreciation and with a critical eye, to find ourselves unexpectedly in the middle of the ancient texts we read, but also to find ways of living, thinking, acting, and reflecting that belong to times and spaces we have never known. The humanities give us a chance to read across languages and cultural differences in order to understand the vast range of perspectives in and on this world. How else can we imagine living together without this ability to see beyond where we are, to find ourselves linked with others we have never directly known, and to understand that in some abiding and urgent sense, we share a world? Perhaps what we ourselves share today is a sense of the enduring value of careful interpretation and critical thinking, of backing up our claims with evidence, but also, perhaps, to become dislocated from our own cultural and historical perspectives, only to return to them enriched by an understanding of other lives, with greater clarity and with knowledge of why and how people seek to know and make the world as they do. Ideally, we lose ourselves in what we read, only to return to ourselves transformed and part of a more expansive world. In short, we become more critical and more capacious in our thinking and in our acting. It may not be altogether clear that studying the humanities and critical thinking has something to do with becoming a citizen or becoming publicly engaged or learning how best to change and to preserve this world. Yet these are precisely the immeasurable values that critical thinking brings to the university. We cannot quantify such knowledge without losing the very value that such knowledge has for us. Learning what it means to practice citizenship and learning what it means to be without rights of citizenship, either having lost them or never having been granted them in part or in full. Learning, in other words, what it means to live in the shadow world of non-recognition and how best to counter it ethically, legally, and politically. As we know, an active and sensate democracy requires that we learn how to read well, not just texts, but images and sounds, to translate across languages, across forms of media, ways of performing, listening, acting, making art and theory. We have to continue to shake off what we sometimes think we know in order to lend our imaginations to vibrant and sometimes agonistic spectrums of experience. This is one part of the way toward understanding the global complexity of who we are. This means, I think, that even as we seek to affirm ways of acting and transforming the world, we also have to affirm ways of being thoughtful, ways of reading, listening, learning, to continue learning even as we leave the university, and to take those critical practices with us onto the street, into those spaces of work and love, and into our public lives. For as important as freedom of expression is, and it most surely is, so too it is important to know what it is we want to express and why. And as important as freedom of assembly is, and it most surely is, as we saw so dramatically in Montreal's student movement last year, it remains equally important to know it is why we assemble and for what purpose. This means that even in the space of activism, there has to be time for reflection. And in the world of practical matters, there has to be a way to consider what we do and why, and how it affects our world. As much as the university is inevitably politicized, and we can think of many political issues, effective policies on sexual and racial harassment, funding for the study of Native peoples, investment policies that damage the environment or contribute to the subjugation of others, the university is also a place where we can actually learn about gender, sexuality, the environment, race, indigeneity, economics, and justice, to name but a few of those issues. I am made hopeful by the fact that you had this quite marvelous chance to take this time to learn, to question, and to discover, and that you could actually take the time to consider this world in which you live and for which you now assume a rather awesome and exciting responsibility. You will need all those skills as you move forward, affirming this earth, our ethical obligations to live among those who are invariably different from ourselves, to demand recognition for our histories and our struggles at the same time that we lend that to others, to live our passions without causing harm to others, and to know the difference between raw prejudice and distortion and sound critical judgment. The first steps toward nonviolence, which is surely an absolute obligation we all bear, is to begin to think carefully and to ask others to do the same. I thank you for your time, your willingness to hear, and for this great honor to be among you today on this special occasion. Je vous souhaite un avenir vivant et transformatrice. Merci bien pour votre patience. Merci.
As I was mesmerized by Dr. Butler's address, absolutely brilliant. Of course, I'm immediately reminded by the talk just a few minutes earlier by the principal, and it reinforces what she said, that the greatest institution ever invented by mankind is the university. Thank you, Dr. Butler. I now invite Professor Heather Monroe Bloom to present Ms. Nana Mouskouri, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Nana Mouskouri. It is our great privilege today to honor devoted humanitarian and internationally acclaimed singer, Madame Nana Mouskouri. A longtime favorite of audiences worldwide, Madame Mouskouri is one of the world's best-selling female recording artists of all time. She is also a passionate advocate for the rights of children and youth, a tireless force for positive social change. Madame Mouskouri was born in Hania, Greece. Having displayed exceptional musical talent from a young age, she was admitted to the prestigious Athens Conservatory. After 8 years of study, the school refused to let Nana Mouskouri take her final exams. This was on the grounds that a disreputable interest of hers was incompatible with her classical education. The young Nana Mouskouri's subversive pursuits can be summed up with a four-letter word, jazz. À son départ conservatoire, la jeune chanteuse connaît rapidement une immense popularité. Elle obtient la première place de nombreux concours internationaux. Elle lance un premier disque en 1958. Ce sera un succès dans son pays, mais aussi dans toute l'Europe. Elle devient une nouvelle ambassadrice mondiale de la Grèce. Madame Mouskouri connaîtra par la suite une carrière exceptionnelle. Elle vendra plus de 350 millions de disques aux quatre coins du monde. Elle enregistrera plus de 1500 chansons. Madame Mouskouri sings in many languages, Greek, of course, but also French, English, German, Italian, Hebrew. She enjoys outstanding international engagement and appeal. It would be disingenuous to claim Nana Mouskouri as Quebec's own. Dozens of regions and countries around the world would do the same. But there is no doubt that La Belle Provence has played a special role in her career and in her personal life. In 1965, during a two-week run at Montreal's Place des Arts, another accomplished artist and passionate humanitarian, Mr. Harry Belafonte, introduced Quebec to Nana Mouskouri and Nana Mouskouri to Quebec. In her memoirs, Madame Mouskouri remembers how, with trepidation, she sang the opening lines to a popular folk song by Antoine Gérin Lajoie. Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers, parcourait en pleurant des pays étrangers. 3,000 people leapt to their feet and sang along. It was a moment of unforgettable intensity, Nana Mouskouri would later write. Something significant had passed between Canada and me, an instant of mutual attraction. From those first Montreal concerts, Nana Mouskouri cultivated a strong rapport and deep friendship with Quebec and with all of Canada. She now has close family ties to Quebec. Her son Nicolas Petchilat, an accomplished cameraman, now lives in Montreal with his wife and children. Her first grandchild, Avelia, was born in Montreal, and we're very happy that both are here with us today. As generous as Madame Mouskouri has been with her musical talent, she has mobilized her fame and the affection people feel for her around the world to advocate for important social causes, and most especially for children in need, to which she is most committed. She served as a member of the European Parliament from 1994 to 1999, and has been a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for 20 years. She has described how, traveling the world with her music, she came to realize the fragile conditions for children in so many countries. Dans le cadre de son rôle au sein de l'UNICEF, Madame Mouskouri s'est dévouée auprès d'enfants déracinés à la suite de catastrophes naturelles. C'était le cas aussi dans son propre pays, lors de ces dévasteurs qui a secoué la Grèce. En 1999, elle s'est également engagée dans les pays où la vie des enfants a été bouleversée par les conflits, ce soit le Vietnam, le Kenya, le Chili, le Mexique ou la Bosnie-Herzégovine. Je m'efforce toujours de voir les choses avec les yeux des enfants, affirme-t-elle. In 1997, Harry Belafonte presented Nana Mouskouri with UNICEF's World of Children Award. She has many, many other honors, including Francis Chevalier des Arts et des Lettres, its Legion d'Honneur, and a Lifetime Achievement Award she received in 2003 at the Arion Greek Awards in Athens. And just earlier this week, she was honored with the National Order of Quebec. Whether she's quietly listening to a new mother in a Romanian maternity ward, or her voice is filling London's Royal Albert Hall, Nana Mouskouri touches people's lives. Today, together with her family, her husband André Chapelle, son Nicolas Petchilat, daughter-in-law Nine Petchilat, and granddaughter Avelia, we are delighted to honor and celebrate this daughter of Greece, friend of Quebec, and world-acclaimed singer and humanitarian. Eristo kai se haretria. Thank you and congratulations, and forgive my very poor Greek. I now call on the Chancellor to confer upon her, Nana Mouskouri, our highest honor.
Mesdames et Messieurs, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter Madame Nana Mouskouri pour prononcer quelques mots.
hope we can make it. Chancellor Steinberg, Madam Principal Moreau-Bloom, distinguished guests, graduates, dear friends. It is a great honor and really a great privilege to be part of the celebration today, a day where the youth opens their wings of hope for its future, and even more so, the future of the world. I come from the generation grown up through the horror and the fear of the war, the humiliation and the shame brought by the occupation, the missing of the freedom of justice, the disrespect of the humankind. Those who escaped and survived had only two roads to follow. And from these two roads, they had to choose in order to go a little bit further and to forget their suffering. The first road was to continue living in the aggressiveness that they lived for so many years. The other road was to search for peace, love, humanity, understanding, and of course, justice and dignity. I have chosen the second one. Music became my friend, my companion, and the words of a song were the essential to express my emotions, my fears, and also my hopes, my dreams. I have learned to respect that nothing in life was granted, and that work makes the love of life visible. The importance is not in what you do, but why you do it and how you do it. I have also learned how important it is to listen, to trust, and to learn. Also, in order to be able to give, because I needed to give, I had really to learn to receive, and this is the most important before you start giving. Il y a presque un demi-siècle que je découvrais votre magnifique pays, qui est devenu petit à petit aussi mon pays. J'amenais avec moi quelques chansons de ma culture grecque, de mes amis poètes, musiciens, et ma sincérité. J'ai cherché l'amour. Je voulais apprendre, partager, pour pouvoir avancer dans la vie. J'étais influencée, inspirée par les artistes canadiens et j'ai enrichi mes racines par votre culture, ses valeurs traditionnelles et humanitaires. Grâce à mon ami producteur Sam Gesser, j'ai fait de nombreuses tournées à travers le Québec et au début et tout le Canada par la suite. Du plus petit village aux plus grandes villes. Et j'ai rencontré un public merveilleux, unique, qui m'a adopté et qui m'a fait comprendre que l'amour existe. Je voudrais partager ces prix avec mon pays et le Canada. Je voudrais vous dire un grand merci pour tout, à tous mes amis, ma famille, mon mari, et tous ceux qui m'entourent à faire mon métier et de devoir de la chanteuse que je suis devant vous aujourd'hui. Ça a été pour moi une grande surprise. Mais aujourd'hui, Madame Principal Moreau-Bloom et à tous, je voulais vous dire que finalement, avec cette invitation, vous m'avez fait comprendre que finalement, ce choix que j'avais fait sur mon chemin, c'était le bon. Alors, j'ai prouvé comme ça, de cette manière, aujourd'hui, d'être ici avec vous, que l'amour existe. Ça suffit de pouvoir le reconnaître et échanger toutes ces valeurs qu'on a apprises depuis qu'on est petit et qu'on a besoin absolument pour continuer à vivre. Et c'est à vous d'essayer de faire un monde meilleur. Merci infiniment.
Thank you, Dr. Misgouri. I have to say that for me it's a very special pleasure. I grew up at a time where I never missed one of Dr. Misgouri's concerts. I remember even going to a concert of hers in Paris. It was a thrill to see her, and of course it's a great thrill now to share the stage with her. But of course, the other thing which has been so important in her life is the work she's doing on behalf of the children, as the principal has said, the children who need tremendous help all over the world. Thank you, Dr. Misgouri. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Students, families, and friends will probably be relieved to know that in most cases, but not all cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. All Aboriginal students graduating from McGill are entitled to wear scarves at convocation in the community and at all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate, red and white being McGill's colors. The symbols are also important. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person and marking a special event like convocation. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land, and the turtle symbolizes inclusiveness. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students in each faculty. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. Professor Lisa Travis, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students. Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, and Professor Ellen Aitken, Dean of the Faculty of Religious Studies, will distribute diplomas to all other students graduating from their respective faculties. Arts and Religious Studies, classes of 2013, congratulations, félicitations.
Let's go. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Selim Argun. Donald Jack Beath. David Etienne Bouchard.
Paula Michelle Dürdiger. Carl Sharif El-Tabgi. Tonino Esposito. Emily Margaret Essert. Anna Claire Ezekiel. Tonka Gagné Tremblay. Alessandro Giardino. Hillary Havens. Natalie Huffles. Bilal Ibrahim. Tanya Sabina Khan. Jennifer Paige McDougall. Olivier Mathieu. Robert Blair Morris. Nadira Mustafa. Nathan Taby Spanis. Yvonne Tétro. Claudine Valliere. For the degree of Master of Arts, Fatima Adalbayeva. Casey A. Ball. Julie Beauvais. Olga Belkin. Courtney Books. Ariane Maria Brunderet. Cosimo Calabro. Clara Champal. Andrea Gonzalez Marquez. Deborah Jean Hemming. Max Karpinski. Jenny Lorraine Lochran. Megan Ann April Miracle. I know your mouth. Liliane Itsuto. Serena Carey Ryan. Lorna Robin Sampson Ryden.
Senator?
Daniela Elizabeth Sanader. Jacqueline Shirley Sundberg. Mayan Tran Ho. Laura Marie Tumulty. Julie Turcot. Jean-Paul André Willink. for the degree of Master of Social Work, David Theodore Archer.
Eric Couture.
Nicole Dawn Dunbar. Julia Farmenti. Zelda Agnes Ippolit. Yeah. Genevieve Mir. Alice Cynthia Claire Roper. Jennifer Saad. Anita Sharma. Jessica Maria Violanda Spaniolo. Pamela Waitman. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Elena Abandonato. Peter Cole Ashlock, First Class Honors in Anthropology and Dean's Honor List. Robin Sue Basilayev Binder, with distinction. Julia Rose Maria Boschek. Megan Butt, Distinction and First Class Honors. Xingtung Matthew Chang. Julie Kroll. Clara Marie Dell. Felicia Ann Gasser. Sarah Jean Gaudreau. McLean Ramstad Hawley, Distinction in First Class Honors. Eric Hendry, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Danielle Theodora Hum, Honors in Anthropology. Amelia Celeste Grezek Jenkel. Charlotte Amelia Knutson, with distinction. Diana B. Consovaya, Joint Honors Anthropology and Political Science. Annie Lussier, Distinction in First Class Honors. Caroline Massey. Sabrina Morrow Wilcock. Mira Nadim. Stephanie Elvira Pace. Isabel Pett. Jessica Poulin, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Robin Powell. Marion Provencher-Langlois. Mayumi Terasaki Robinson, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Nakisha Samuel. Ian Frederick Sandler. Mercedes Alexandra Sharp Zayas, Distinction First Class Honors and the Richard F. Salisbury Prize in Anthropology. Melanie Ingrid Stressler. Alexandra Tillotson. Tayshia Gabrielle Wood. Caitlin Mary Wright. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Nicodemo Agostino, First Class Honors. Hubert Alain, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Paula Rochelle Aliskevich, First Class Honors. Tara Barnes. Thank you. Aude Ludivine Barra, Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Ludivine Sway Bogier. My apologies on the last name. I mispronounced the middle name. It's Ludivine Swaig Bogier. Elvira Bourgeois. Christy Elizabeth Chu. Michelle Cohen. Madison Courtney Cowie. Flora Amy Beatrice Dunster, First Class Honor and Dean's Honors, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Bianca Laura Giulioni, Honors Art History. Jessica Ann Gordon. Kathleen Emily Hart, Distinction. Joseph Pignato Henry, First Class Joint Honors Art History and German Studies, the W.O. Judkins Memorial Prize in Art History, and Dean's Honor List. Jacqueline Olivia Hoffman. Alana Marie Jesse. Rebecca Marianne Laura Katzman. Rachel Claire Leibowitz, Dean's Honor List. Annie Rose Marleveld, with distinction. Yevgenia Makarova, the First Class Honors in Art History, the W.O. Judkins Memorial Prize in Art History, and Dean's Honor List. Lauren Amelie Nathan. Samuel Graydon Newberg, with distinction. Swan Ann Mong Nguyen. Shirley Rose Pechtold. Elisa Johanna Pentila, First Class Honors in Art History, the Paula Bonatto Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Sinead Tynan Petrasek, First Class Honors Art History, and Dean's Honor List. Jessica Power. Pooja Priti Sen, First Class Joint Honors, Art History and History, Dean's Honor List. Victoria Clementine Strigini. J. Jessica Airdrie Taylor. Jill Weintraub. Jenna Brooke Whitnall. Alexandra Claire Zarkreski, First Class Honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, Madeline Jane Cummings, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors, Canadian Studies and English. Dylan Andrew Moran Timmerman. Ayla Ray Moreland.
Rachel Lee.
For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Classics, Rachel Lee Burke. Mary Christina DeLonghi. Jill Hickson. Rebecca Kasman. Alexandra Schuller, with honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Anthony Barrett, Dean's Honor List. Patricia Everlina Brooks, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Cantaro Byland. Krista Ann Corrier with Distinction and First Class Honors. Chanel Dois. Jonathan Eidelman, Distinction and First Class Honors. Victoria Maureen Ferguson. Amber Marie Gross with Distinction. Casimir Frederick Kaplan, First Class Honors in East Asian Studies. Sophie Laurier. François Alain Poupeau. Amanda Christine Rich. Vincent Tao with Distinction. Caroline Tremblay with Distinction. Ami Yoshini. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Haley Eden Abramsky. Stephanie Ruth Ajemian, First Class Honors in the Peterson Memorial Prize in English Literature. Claudia Marie Alexander. Mark Amendolia. Giles William Ayers, Distinction and First Class Honors. Madeline Baileran Brown. Sarah Bell Christie. Dominique Bernier Cormier. Olivia Nicole Blocker. Suzanne France Boswell, Distinction First Class Honors. Molly Louise Bauer. Jane Ivy Boys, Honors in English. Kaiva Leah Brahmanis. Sarah Morgan Burke. Vincent Paul Calabresi, First Class Joint Honors in English, First Class Joint Honors with Philosophy, and Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Maxwell Hawks Cameron Honors. Stephanie Cardarelli, First Class Honors and Dean's Honors List. Laura Brooke Chapnick. Jenna Choi. Deanna Chong. Christina Kolitsa. Caitlin Michelle Condit. Elizabeth Evans Conway. Sarah Elizabeth Cooperman. Thank you. Michael Ettore Dalimonte. Patrick Dida, the Corinne Fay Tabak Memorial Prize in English Literature, First Class Honors, the Lionel Shapiro Award for Achievement in English, the Shakespeare Gold Medal, and Dean's Honor List. Olivia Rose DeSanto. Alexandra Dmitrienko. Rosemary St. Clair Dobson. Haiden Dong with distinction. Samuel John Esto Lefebvre. Hannah Edmondson with distinction. Sarah Julia Feldman, the Dora Forsyth Prize Dean's Honor List. Hannah Molly Fogel. Caitlin May Forrett. Satara Ganunyaranani. Did I get it yet? Not yet. Ganunyarani. Now you may walk. That was easy. Alyssa Rebecca Giddings. Amy Yan Ling Go with distinction. Aaron David Golish, Joint Honors, English and Classics. Kate Green, with distinction. Megan Claire Hall. Okay. Marion Halpert Cole, Honors, English, with distinction. Emily Bridget Halpert Cole, Honors English. Noah Weinstock Hansen, First Class Joint Honors, Anthropology and English Literature, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Joseph Harris. Matthew Hertzfeld, Honors English. Elizabeth Kathleen Howison. Allison Marie Jakobovic. Emily Jensen. Maya Kapler with distinction. Raphael Katz. Mira Katz Blumenthal with distinction. Chelsea Elizabeth Keene. Jennifer Kern. Kerr? Jillian Kerr. Tanya Kiernishny. Clausen. Alexandra Scott Clausen. Shelby Nicole Limert. Sarah Leitner. Theo Lepage-Richet, with distinction. Victoria Emily Lessard. Elise Shoshana Lewis. Olivia Lynn Lifman, with distinction and first-class honors. Candace Jessica Lum. Don Lunan. Kelly Elizabeth Malthara. Julie Manel, the Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing, the Mona Elaine Adilman Poetry Prize. Jillian May Massel, the Catherine M. Shaw Shakespeare Award, First Class Honors in English. Marie Black McCulloch. Carly McDonald. Caitlin Alexandra McKeach. David McLeod, Dean's Honor List. Thank you. Colleen Rebecca McNamara. Daniel Meltzer. Mariana Athena Miniotis. Jillian Astrid Molinar. Benjamin Lawrence Morse. Allison Murphy, with distinction. Emily Juliet Murphy, with distinction. Sherzad Najafi.
Carolina Caroline.
Emma Caroline Overton. Priti Patel.
Thank you.
Stevie Caroline Pemberton. Fiona Catherine Penny, distinction and first class honors. Ryan Andrew Peters, with distinction. Gabriela Rita Petrov.
Pipe? Okay.
Alana Pipe. Luke Edward Powers. Matthew Henry Redmond, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. Julianne Elizabeth Rooney. Erica Roniak. Julie Santini. Mika Shapira. Valerie Silva, distinction and first class honors. Rowan Thomas Spencer, with distinction.
Matthew Ryan.
Matthew Ryan Steen. Claire Olwen Stewart, major in cultural studies and world cinemas. The writing is too small sometimes. Adriana Eva Shente, first class honors in English and Dean's Honor List. Anna Schneps. Is that Texier Rose? Chloe Scarlett Texier Rose. Gavin Andrew Thompson with honors. Natalia Elise Taranchuk. Stephanie Hélène Vignier. Alexandra Fonsadora Gerloff. Cody Lee Walker. Bryna Mary Weiss. Renee Amber Shanice White Francis. Elida Williamson. Evan Caitlin Wisdom Dawson, first class honors and Dean's honor list. Caitlin Rosemary G. Wisnera. Shireen Zangana.
Zidel?
Max Philip Zidel, Distinction First Class Joint Honors, English Political Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Environment, Jennifer Elizabeth Aziz. Megan Christina Bizath with distinction. Stephanie Amanda Blakely. Allison Cabana Wong. Michael Frank Conover.
Crowley or Foley?
Morgan Ann Crowley. Faris Haddad. Anna Faye Hermanson, first class honors. Catherine Ashley McDonald. Sophia Manyataku. Victor Benjamin Ramos. Alisa Bernice Valeria Santina Gold. Julie Yang. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Elizabeth Wyatt Osterberry. Stephanie Elizabeth Austin, First Class Joint Honors with International Development Studies and Dean's Honor List. Anna Rachel Bach. Joshua Noah Cantor. Caitlin Megan Dixon. Sarah Elizabeth Doveston. David James Fuchs. Sebla Gamada. Carl Michael David Hughes. Gabriela Ifimov, Honors Geography. Matthew Shinkin Lee. Joseph August Lunard, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Ming-Sum Charis Lung, Dean's Honor List. Allison K. McKellar, with distinction. Amani Mahfouz. Lauren Elizabeth Moore.
Okay.
Adrienne Mary Pacini. Caitlin Alexander Patterson with honors. Sabina Rowan. Emilie Sarrazin, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Matthew Gordon Shields with distinction. Jared Simpson, honors. Sarah Caitlin Marsh Watson. John Callum Wilkie, distinction and first class honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in German Studies, Carol Ellen Fraser with distinction first class joint honors with East Asian Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Hispanic Studies, Lauren Marie Cousset. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Emma Allen. Brian Casey Auerbach. Suzanne Barlow. Amir Ben Shabbat. Jillian Margot Beaver. Alicia Blair. Naomi Ora Brode with distinction. Madeline Margaret Ruth Brooks. Allison Brown, joint honors with political science. Elisa Christine Sarah Briers. Jeremy Peter Bunyaner. Sam Burgess. Vincent Luca Carney, first class honors and dean's honor list. Andra Chernavskis, distinction and first class joint honors with political science. Douglas Shane Chalk, joint honors with political science and distinction. Camille Jacqueline Choquet.
Congratulations, Miss Valedictorian.
Matthew John Chung, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Jonathan Daniel Cohen, first class honors, the Leah and Isidore Finkelstein Prize in History and Dean's honor list. Emily Ann Collins. Catherine Marie Cunningham, the Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing. Neve Curran. Melissa Delicoli. Thomas Henry DiNardo. Ilana Kathleen Donahue, the C.C. Bailey Prize in History, the Norman Berman Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Anne Bernadette Donolo. Anton Dunst. Chan Du, with honors. Julia Catherine Duke. Caroline Lee Dutka with honors. Alexander Eberlin Timmons. No. Alexandra Jalon Essenler. Melissa Mary Flynn. Michaela Heather Friedman. Eugenia Gelbelman with honors. Peter Joseph Gendron. Vasilis Glogas. Gotcha. Priya Kaveri Grant, first class honors. Sean Matthew Harden. Elliot Austin Holtzman, distinction. Sasha Nicholas Yelnitsky, Dean's Honor List. Hannah Meg Jones with distinction. Joan? Esther Young. Eden Katsov. Catherine Megan Kelleher. Joan Marie McDonald Kelly. Melissa Laurel Kotowitz. Justinian LaRosa. Chun Hei Lung. Amanda Liao. Hannah Maldoff with distinction. Jean-Robert Lalancette, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. James Alexander Lampe with distinction. Dave Gerald Morello Leonard with honors. Rosman Goldberg Lynch. Patricia Magyarovska. Lydia Makariadis. Judith Claire Marshall. Kate Anna McGillivray. Michael Stephen McGrath with honors. Lisa Marie McNeil. Megna? Francis Megna. Lordana Merches. Samuel Joseph Michelson. Julia Rochelle Miller with distinction. Jonathan Harris Newberg, honors. Wait a minute. Joshua Norman. Emma Caitlin O'Rourke Friel. Michael Eric Ostroff. Charlotte Goyer. Charlotte Goyer. Kevin Brendan Pigeon. Michael John Preble. Raven. Elise Lenore Raven. Rachel Catherine Resnick. Jamie Lee Rogers, Zachary Taylor Roth, Jonathan Ryan Rosen, Nadine Sagir, Jessica Claire Sampson Dole, Diego Sandoval Hernandez, Honors in History. Alexander Scalia, Distinction First Class Honors. Matthew Michael Scantlebury Honors. Eric Stewart Shilka. Christopher John Shires. Alex Sheary. Leah Sasha Silverman. Mac Thomas Singleton with distinction. Laura Spake. Rosa Anna Stahl. Catherine Marie Van Berkom with distinction. Okay. Jeffrey Charles Vavasor Williams. Philip De Benedictis Weinberg with distinction. Douglas Wagner, distinction. Shakira Warner. Brittany Ann Williamson. Catherine Ann Wilson, Honors History. Corinne Leah Wolfson, First Class Honors Dean's Honor List. Hannah Kirby Wood, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Maud Griffith Woods, Honors History. Brian David Zucker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Humanistic Studies, Celia Schindel Fogel. Tamkinat Mirza.
Rath?
Sarah Rath. Julie Mary Jane Rich. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Marie-Lyne Sarrazin, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Italian Studies, Cassandra Marie Barbas. Vanessa Caramalau. Thank you.
Coaz?
Eli Coaz, Honors in Jewish Studies. We are now reading degree of Bachelor of Arts in Jewish Studies. Lily Dvorah Simon, with distinction. Jesse Lee Tepperman, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Cassandra Marie Ludz. Laurence Couture Thériault with distinction and first class honors. Véronique Durette, honors Langue et Littérature Française. Eliane Gilbert with Distinction First Class Honors and the Jean E.L. Launay Medal. Valérie Stéphanie Ayon with Distinction. Parachu Ivan with Distinction First Class Honors. Natasha Leblanc-Fillion with Distinction and First Class Honors. Megan Claire Paul, Prize of the Ambassador of Switzerland in Canada for Italian Book. Patrick Ritchie with Distinction. Olivia Tapiero, First Class Honors, Prize of the Ambassador of Switzerland and Canada for French, and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Latin American Studies, Christopher Rinaldi. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Olivia Nawal Ikbella, with Honors. Jillian Marie Alouin Kemp. Catherine Maria Amerlon with Distinction. Okay. Callie Alina Breheny. Christina Staris Dorsey. Allison Filler. David Fleischer, Distinction, First Class Honors. Elena Forbes Smith. Laurie Gagnon. Timo Edward Green. Alicia Hammer. Douglas Herrick, First Class Honors in Linguistics and in Russian, Dean's Honor List. Cole Michael Imhoff, with Distinction and First Class Honors in Linguistics. Thomas Kedig, Dean's Honor List, First Class Honors. Josiah Stephen Klassen, Dean's Honor List, First Class Joint Honors, Linguistics and Religious Studies. Alexandra Klimova, with Distinction. Katrina Michelle Kwan, Dean's Honor List. Rosanna Sanchuan Chanshan Lau. Ruth Maria Martinez, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Sandy Restrepo Jerez. Madeline Lito Reville, the Cremona Memorial Prize in Linguistics, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Annalise Claire Stonebreaker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics, Dara Hamilton. Jane Elizabeth Miller. Alexander Otto Vieth with Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Middle East Studies, Florence Belland with Distinction, First Class Honors. Wendy Paget Belil, Distinction and First Class Honors. Robert Joseph Bell. Uruj Nizami. Daniel Wolf, the joint honors with Middle East Studies and Political Science with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Music, Samuel George Bennett. Michael Hahn. Dane Benson Stewart with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, and the winner is Maximilian Amendi. Chelsea Barnett, joint honors with Women's Studies. Hugo Baccara. Eleanor Lynn Boucher-Dayac, with distinction. Graham John Marinus Boutenhaus, with distinction. Sammy Chaib, first class joint honors with psychology dean's honor list. Danica Jane Drury Melnick with distinction. Duggan. Rose Duggan.
Jimmy, I'll take it.
Sharzad Jana Nyarani. Janun Nyarani. Syllables. Lorato Roseanne Sophia Islam. Alexandre Janot. Nicholas O'Neill Jeffers. Ian Gerald King. Charles Larose Jodrin, distinction in first class honors. Ayla Rebecca Fague Lefkowitz, with distinction, first class joint honors with Women's Studies. Rachel Ostroff. Aura Wynn Laskin Plumptree, first class joint honors, history and philosophy, dean's honor list. Daniel Courage Reed, joint honors philosophy religious studies. Nelson Sasha Hubert. Paul Gabriel Sara. Kathleen Aino Seibel Kamel. Isaac Justin Stepham, joint honors political science and philosophy. Valentin Jacques Stipp. Jean-Marc Terrien Blanchet. Emily Urbanski. Stephen Lawrence Viniot, Dean's Honor List. Adam Benjamin Weiner, First Class Honors Philosophy, the Prince of Wales Gold Medal for Mental and Moral Philosophy, Dean's Honor List.
The last of the day.
For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Religious Studies, Emily Charlotte Autron, with honors. Abby Frances Buckman, honors in religious studies and distinction. Caitlin Elizabeth Davella, first class honors. Elena Dugan, first class honors, dean's honor list. for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Russian Studies, Richard James Doe. Megan Michelle Klassen, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Roxanne Alam. Marina Andrikopoulos. Lauren Ashton. Rochelle Bailey, with honors. Claire Benabou Pinto. Shade Sudana Cousins, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Ernst, First Class Honors in Sociology, Dean's Honor List. Allison Berger Friley, with distinction and the Chaim Maisel Scholarships in Hebrew Studies. Joshua David Greenblatt, Honors Sociology. Ambre Clarisse Guichard. Hakam. Nabila Hakam. Sophia Jade Herbst. Yuri Puminsky. Maura Johnson, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Rhiannon Jones. Funke Priscilla Kwok, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Madison Page Leah, Honors Sociology.
Thank you.
Daniel Zane Levine. Branley Ann Loiselle. Spencer Alexander McNaughton, with distinction. Natasha Christina Milne. Andrea Mogasanu, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Alexander James Moon. Chetan Muram. Distinction and First Class Honors. Roland Patrick Neal, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Divya Himanji Pawa, First Class Honors.
Parcha?
Joanne Parcha, First Class Honors.
Pekas?
Marley Jordan Pekas, with distinction. Ashley Shannon Pelly. Emily Pepper. Justine Perrot. Elizabeth Natalie Peace. Anne Sophie Ponceau. Elena Prokopenko, First Class Honors. Elizabeth Roscoe. Mm-hmm. Justina Sebastian Pillai. Julianne Olivia Starling. Harrison J. Sversky. Tess Jacqueline Thornley, with distinction. Mm-hmm. Helen Blahandrias. Victoria Liwan Yang, the Joint Honors Psychology and Sociology, the Matthias Bielski Prize, the Norman Prentice Award, and Dean's Honor List. Webster Zapata Salas. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Urban Systems, Malcolm Davis Arauz Egan, honors. Courtney Taylor Klassens, first class honors. Nicholas Fox, honors and distinction. Christine Elizabeth Karchmer, distinction and first class honors. Evelyn Miriam Saint Louis, first class honors, the Peltier Prize and Dean's Honor List. Thank you. Alexander Michael Tasiak, distinction and first class honors. Okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Western World Literature, Lucia Ringulette, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Christiana F. Collison, with honors. Gabriela Catherine Casel Gomez. Isabella Lucioni Mantini. Cindy Diane Mayhew. Claire Marilyn Michaela with distinction and first class joint honors with anthropology. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Marek Anhi, the W.M. Birks Award and the Mary Mizek Prize in Asian Religions. Margaret Rose Ader. Naomi Ann Endicott, with distinction. Jacob Jerome Galen. Rachel Falk Logan, Dean's Honor List. Arielle Miriam Mays. Alexis Megan Montgomery. Emma Gabrielle Sinai, with distinction. Kaja Tharmakulasingam. Hannah Frances Tolkien. For the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Nadia Karina Argueta, with distinction. Michelle Belitsky, with distinction. Leah Boumalham, with distinction. Rachel Julie Braconnier. Marie-Lou Daudier. David? Melissa Ann David, with distinction. Kayla Desjardins, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Dumitrache. Keith Frampton, Dean's Honor List. Christina Amy Fuller, Dean's Honor List. Miguel Geffrion. Robert Nyarabari Kayango, also receiving a certificate in Health and Social Services Management. Frida Mary Ellen Kahn. Josiane Labadie.
That's great.
Margaret E. P. Lane, School of Social Work Alumni Award and Dean's Honor List.
Jessica LaPlaine.
Jessica LaPlaine.
Latif.
Diana Farina Latif. Stephen Mark LePage. Mallory Ann Lippa.
Makaya McKay.
Alexandra Mackay.
McMahon.
Sarah Ann McMahon, Dean's Honor List. Olivia Medalsi, with distinction. Kelly Lee Moore. Marisabel Moreno. Shibli Nahar. Mispa Nku Basa, with distinction. Valérie Picard-Simon. Nathalie Lynn Kenville. Kimberly Robertson, with distinction. Matthew Donald Roy.
Singletary.
Leah Singletary. Chris Sefoulis. Laura Catherine Taylor. Fatima Thomas. Anne Tran. Degrees in the Faculty of Religious Studies for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Christopher Durant. For the degree of Master of Arts, Melissa Danielle Davidson. For the degree of Bachelor of Theology, Samson Afoakwa.
Thank you, Professor Shore, for reading out the names this morning. It's now my pleasure to invite Mr. Matthew Chung to say a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, parents, friends, and fellow graduates, c'est pour moi un grand honneur de m'adresser à la promotion de 2013 aujourd'hui. mais c'est aussi une occasion qui me rend très humble. I never thought that the wide-eyed 17-year-old boy who stepped foot on this campus 3 years ago would later become valedictorian. And so, I have many individuals to thank for getting me to this literal stage. Firstly, thank you to my professors for guiding my intellectual development and opening my mind to a whole world of new ideas. Most importantly, thank you to my parents. Mommy and Daddy, thank you for your tough love, but also your unending support. And finally, Dolce Daiba Ge Gulai. Rare in a lifetime are moments of clarity when one realizes how things can come full circle. After all, it was on Lower Field that I was inducted into the class of 2013 as a part of the festivities of Frosch. As we celebrate another milestone here today, I've traded in my tattered t-shirt for graduation garb and a plastic stein for a degree in hand. Over the years, I've consumed my first legal beer in addition to an abundance of knowledge. But as I stand before you today, I feel neither old nor very wise. I can only surmise that this is what the historian William Durant had in mind when he wrote, "Education is a progressive discovery of our own ignorance." For the past few years, our lives have centered on these five or so blocks of downtown Montreal that we call our campus. Yet, as the events of last spring have shown, we cannot afford to remain blissfully ignorant of current debates in society at large. Truth be told, we live in a time when the merits of an arts education have been fiercely debated in public discourse. At the height of commencement season, nearly every major pundit seems to have an opinion on the subject. For instance, the Globe and Mail columnist Margaret Wente sarcastically asked us graduates if we would like fries with our BA. In the attempt to illustrate the human face of underemployment, popular culture in 2013 has become preoccupied with the plight of the 20-something. We have only to look to the TV series Girls, in which recent graduate Hannah Horvath laments, "I can last in New York City for 3.5 more days, maybe 7 if I don't eat lunch." Is this what awaits us as we take our first steps into the world beyond the rhotic gates? As a student of history, being more versed in looking into the past, to some, my foresight may be unconvincing. However, allow me to make up for it with some hindsight. Indeed, if there's one thing I've learned during my 3 years here at McGill, it is that there's no reason for us to fear the future. The fact of the matter is that the 21st century debate on an arts education is based on a flawed premise. It is all too common for higher education to be framed in terms of return on investment. What follows is that art students enter into a risky financial venture and, in the end, fail to acquire any marketable skills as dividends. Yet the very idea that our academic pursuits were worthless to me seems a bit unfounded. I would argue, rather, that no dollar value can be ascribed to the experiences of the class of 2013. For instance, members of this graduating class have pursued undergraduate research of the highest caliber and have presented it on a national level. Others have shown just how far a BA can take you by pursuing internships offered by the Faculty of Arts in over 50 countries. Closer to home, many have actively sought opportunities for learning outside of the classroom by engaging with some of the most important social causes and political issues of our time. For these reasons, it might be said that our education at McGill stands in a class of its own, and I firmly believe we can expect some great things from the graduates here today. The French novelist Anatole France wrote, "An education isn't how much you've committed to memory or even how much you know. It's being able to differentiate between what you do know and what you don't. While we may not fully know how our lives will unfold, do know two things as you leave here today. Firstly, while it may sound cliche, know to always maintain that critical outlook on life. Because the tragedy is, if not, we risk reifying the rules that govern society and our very place within it. Our generation faces a number of critical questions, yet their solutions are not always so clear. Given that confronting subjectivity is an inherent part of an arts education, the class of 2013 should be well positioned to take them on. Lastly, know that by hard work, all things do increase and grow, as the motto of our university suggests. Yes, the years ahead may not always follow a straight path. But one day, we will be able to look back on today and see just how far we have come. And so, with these words, I bid the class of 2013 farewell. Never forget the experience we have shared together, and may our paths cross once again. Good luck and congratulations.
When I hear such wise and thoughtful words, I feel very proud to be associated with this great institution. Thank you, Mr. Chung. Would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. As you heard earlier, a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as principal and vice chancellor after leading McGill for 10.5 years. As someone who has worked with her since her arrival at McGill to assume this position, and especially in the past 4 years as chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution she has made to this great institution. A job always demanding, she's performed with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and most important, achieving enormous success. So please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks. Please remain standing as I ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction. Mr. Strobel.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Strobel. And now to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Let's go. Oh.